In 2016, I had had an extensive right shoulder repair, and I could hardly move my arm. And my teacher called me up, and she said, we're having a big gala, and I want all the graduate students to come, and I want you to come, and I want you to do this piece. And I said, you know, Matthew, I'll do the first two lines. That's all I'm going to do. I can hardly move my arm. It was an expressionistic piece about sarcasm. But anyway, I had very good notes on it. I had the music. I practiced it. And I really kind of practiced the whole thing, but I really concentrated on the first two lines because I told her that was all I was going to do. I got picked up from the airport and taken to the rehearsal. I walked in the door, and she said, you're going to do the whole piece. I said, you got to give me a half hour with your mom in the back hall. We got to talk about this, and then I'll do it. And the musicians were all sitting there waiting for me to do it. So I said, just give me a half hour. So I sat with the mom in the back and did the piece with the musicians. The musicians just carried me. And in spite of the fact that I couldn't lift my finger above my xiphoid process, I told this elaborate story with my hands, with these musicians supporting me. It was fabulous. And people who weren't backstage but watched the performance from the front had no idea anything was wrong with my arm. I came to Michigan State because I wanted to do osteopathic manipulative medicine. I really liked the musculoskeletal system. I really liked manipulation. I had studied a whole bunch of body work things as a dancer in New York and San Francisco. And I thought, wow, I'm going to get the science behind this. I'm going to be really rocking. I'm going to be so good at this. And the program at Michigan State was osteopathic manipulation and a master's degree in biomechanics. Well, it fell apart during my rotating internship. They weren't going to fund it for the next year. And I had a kid in the third grade. I had a husband who was saying he was going to sue me for custody every time I moved. And I needed to stay in the same town. I decided, okay, I'll just do internal medicine because they are the nicest, smartest people. So I interviewed in internal medicine, and I said, look, I promise you I'm going to be a weak resident, not going to be a stellar resident, but I work hard, I'm committed, and I'm pretty smart, so it should be okay. And I got in and did internal medicine. I got to the end of internal medicine, and I went, oh, my God, I just can't see myself taking care of obese smokers who watch TV all day and just give them pills. I don't think I can do that. I said, I really like the musculoskeletal system. You don't get to do much of that in general internal medicine. Just, why don't you think about rheumatology? I went, oh, okay. And that was in April of my third year. One of the women in the Tai Chi group wanted a place to teach Qigong, and I have a dance studio in my basement. I actually built a house with a dance studio in it, where I also taught Bharatanatyam for 8 years, and I have like a bazillion little girls I used to teach too, but I quit doing that when I had a hip injury in 2008. So I have this beautiful dance studio in my basement. EMA needed a place to teach. I said, well, you know, come teach in our house. The students can pay you, and we'll take your class. And so we really started as a, kind of a favor to EMA. So she had a place to teach. She taught maybe a year or two in our house, and we were her students. And then she fell and broke her wrists, and then we started teaching.